Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Welcome to Mud Toad Midnight. I am your friend and neighbor, Mud Toad Sasquatch. Thank you for joining me this evening. I'm feeling kind of punchy tonight, so please excuse me. I was up very early for my day job, and I've been up all day. I was not able to get home and catch a nap. So I am running on very little sleep, and things may just get a little crazy here tonight. We'll try to keep it relatively sane, and I'll certainly try not to fall asleep in the middle of it. That would be something very new, but I don't think it would be desirable, so I will try not to do that. Quick reminder that next week, April 26th, or April 27th, depending on how you look at it, if you think of this as Friday at midnight, it's the 26th. If you think of this as Saturday morning, just after midnight, it's the 27th. I'd prefer to think of it as 26th because the night belongs to the day it follows. But anyway, that's just me. What was I talking about? Oh, yes, next week on the 26th, midnight is my gala, or gala, depending on how you look at it, second anniversary show. And you will certainly want to tune in for that, I'm sure. If you'd like to give me some suggestions for things that I might talk about on that momentous occasion, you can reach me at mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com. That's spelled MudToeSasquatch. Did I do that right? QUATCH. That's right. I have a very similarly spelled Twitter handle, MudToeSasquatch, with that little A with a circle around at the beginning. You can send me comments there as well, and you can follow me there. I haven't had a whole lot to say on the Twitter since I've revived it recently. Last year I had a fairly active Twitter account that I had built up a small but devoted legion of followers. But let me say, right now in my current Twitter incarnation, I only have 3 followers because I haven't put any effort at all into building up my followers. Because that sort of became the whole point of my life last time around. I just got tired of it. And also, and not to, and certainly I don't want to, how do I want to say this? I don't want to anger anyone who has taken the trouble to follow my Twitter account. But the people that I were getting, the people I was getting before, man, I am punchy. The people I was getting before, they weren't quite the type of people I had hoped to recruit. There was a lot of toilet humor, a lot of pussy jokes among that sort of stratum, and I was really hoping for something just a trifle more evolved. And again, I know all that's value laden, and I apologize. But it's the way I feel, and I can't change it. So anyway, I was really hoping, you know, I was going to be talking to people who could give me some opinions on you know, the blogs that I write and the book I'm trying to write and so forth. And that didn't happen the first time around on Twitter. Maybe it'll happen the second time around, maybe it won't. But I felt, I guess, sort of compelled. I feel like so you have to have some sort of Twitter presence. So we're there, and you know, I really enjoy the tweet syndication services like Twitterfall. You just like type in a random word, and it starts feeding you all the tweets that have that in it. It is particularly great when some sports franchise has lost a big game. You type their name in, and you watch all the people growl. All the, you know, the hometown fans are grousing about it, and the Whoever beat them is always trumpeting their own success. It's fun to watch. I enjoy it. So I am on Twitter. You can tweet me there and follow me there. And if I start getting more action on that Twitter channel, I will start paying more attention to it. So it's up to you, I guess. It's all up to you. I also have a Facebook page, but Sasquatch, and that's separate words. 3 of them, Mud, Toe, that's one. That's where my my, well, it's not the only place my writing appears. It is a place where my writing appears. Another place is on my website, mudtoesasquatch.com. And every Friday you will see a new blog entry from me, if all goes well. Let's see, I think that's all of the commercial announcements I have, at least the ones that pertain only to myself. So, how have I been doing today? Well, I just kind of told you part of it. I was up real early this morning. Getting up early in the morning doesn't usually work well for me, just because it takes me like a one-off kind of getting up early in the morning is sort of disturbing to my arc, because if I know I have to wake up early in the morning, you know, earlier than I'm used to, it kind of freaks me out. You know, I'm very I'm afraid that I'm going to sleep through it, you know. So like set two alarms and all that thing. That's seldom makes a difference, because usually I can't sleep. Usually I have a very difficult time sleeping if I know I have to get up earlier than usual the next day. So actually last night was no exception. I think I may have slept 2 hours. I don't think I actually slept that long. And slept out of bed at 5:30 in the morning. I had to be at work at 7:30. Went downstairs and made myself a little breakfast, which is, you know, always helpful to have when you do manage to have that bit of time in the morning before you have to leave. It is good to eat, and I did. I did notice my neighbors, my next-door neighbors, were still awake, but I don't think that they were, as I said, I don't think they were scrambling. I don't think they were awake. I've been waking up. They weren't scrambling out of bed as I was. I think they were still awake from the previous night, and it's like, it must be nice. This is really my first experience with audible neighbors. I mean, I was aware, when I've had neighbors before, I've been aware that they were over there. I heard them moving around and so forth, and heard, you know, doors open and doors close, but this is my first experience with neighbors that I really hear what they're doing over there on a consistent basis. And they're musicians, so there's a lot of plucking of instruments that goes along, and it kind of sometimes goes on into the night. Not too bad. I mean, it's nothing horrible has gone on. You know, I can't say that I've lost any sleep because of things that they're doing, but I'm always aware that they're over there, and it makes me a bit self-conscious when I'm doing things like this, say, sitting on the telephone talking. I'm wondering how well they can possibly hear what I'm saying. That's disturbing me, because, you know, they should have to listen on Blog Talk like everybody else does. But anyway, I tend to narrate my thoughts out loud. You know, I don't have an inner monologue. It's just always out there. And I do find it, you know, when I get caught at that, I'm very embarrassed. And then whenever I'm maybe, you know, standing around the apartment or walking around the apartment or whatever, and I catch myself in a particularly spirited discourse, and I realize, you know, it's just like a piece of sheetrock between me and my neighbors. They're probably quite able to hear every word I say, which can give me pause, especially if I've said something that's fairly outrageous. So it's the trials and tribulations of living with neighbors. Just part of my practice, something to meditate on that. Which reminded me, I did not find that. I was looking for a meditation CD that I have, something I got from a program I worked at the university 2 or 3 years back. It was a medical study they were doing that I was participating in, and we got meditation was part of it. I won't go through all the whole thing, but they gave us a meditation CD to take home. And I use that from time to time. It's sort of a plan for if you feel like you need help getting up in the morning, there's a meditation for that. Getting to sleep at night, there's a meditation for that. There's one for mindful eating. There's one for making a plan for the day. You know, there's just different things that you might be anticipating happening this year. You do a little 10, 15 minutes meditation to sort of, you know, clear your mind for that and get ready to go. And I've been feeling the need for that, right, because I'm not happy with the progress I've been making on my various projects. And I thought it might be helpful to get going with that meditation and maybe that helped me get jump started. But so far I haven't actually done it. I thought a lot about doing it. And I was going to take some time as I was waiting to call you folks and get started with this radio show. It's just some downtime. I was going to take that time to search in a couple places where I think it might be. But I did not do that. I am realizing now. So chalk up another failure. Failure generally comes in, there's general household stuff that tends not to get done. I did get my taxes done on time. There's a whole boatload of other paperwork that I'm supposed to be filling out that I haven't filled out, and it's all sitting. And not the least of which is the forbearance request on my student loan. So there's that that's kind of been hanging around. First the book, trying to make progress on the book, and then there's some video that I've committed to make for a friend of mine who designs competition swimwear for fitness models. And she invited me to a recent show here in town, and I took some video in her booth there. I'm supposed to be producing, you know, some little, we didn't really talk about what they're going to be, but something that perhaps she could use on her website as promotional material, and I haven't gotten too terribly far on that either. I'm going to be seeing her tomorrow. She's, in addition to a designing swimmer, she's also a psychic and does meditation and messages program that I go to every month with a number of friends. So basically what I can show her about the videos I made for her is going to be what I managed to put together tomorrow. Well, that's not quite fair. I do have a piece that I have worked on. I'm not terribly satisfied with it. One issue is that the technology, the video technology, has nearly outstripped the ability of my computer to handle it. Really, I need a new computer. I need a faster computer to be able to effectively edit HD video, and so it's really quite a trial to edit it because you can't. What happens is the video editor keeps the view screen in the video editor keeps falling behind, and so I don't know exactly where the sound is in relationship to the video. I have to sort of guess. And, you know, put a marker down and then go back and check it again later. You go, let it go through the whole thing. It's a pain. And so that's one, apart from general laziness, there is another reason why I haven't worked on the video very much. It's kind of a pain in the ass. But, on the other hand, it does involve looking at girls and, you know, fitness models and swimsuits, so. That ought to give me a little bit of motivation, if nothing else. Speaking of prurient motivation, and by the way, I only very recently learned that the word prurient has a specifically sexual context. I thought it referred to anything that was sort of immoral or unethical, but I found out that actually if you use the word prurient, it has something to do with being nasty in some sort of sexual way. So, there I actually got to use it correctly. I went, I cheated on my friend Amy. I didn't go to his restaurant one night instead. Actually, on Sunderman, Sunday nights it's not open, so I was probably in the clear there. But there's another, and this is actually a bar, which is not a great choice for me. I really probably hadn't ought to be going to bars. But I did go just because I was didn't have anything else to do, although I do have plenty of other things to do, as I just said. I was kind of wandering around and realizing I didn't really know that much about this neighborhood that I live in, so I went And I saw that they had a jazz combo that night, and I enjoy live music, so I went and I listened to the jazz combo, and that was good. They also had a very striking barmaid, and striking most of all for the outfit that she was wearing. And it wasn't something that one noticed right away. It looked like she was actually wearing a rather conservative dress. But when you look more closely, you notice that the side panels of the dress were missing. It's just, it's this odd kind of effect where you're seeing skin in a place where you're not used to seeing it. You know, the traditional places are covered up. You know, you can see her legs, you can see her shoulders, you can see her chest. But you could see, you know, her sides and a little bit of her back and a little bit of her stomach. And it was very compelling to say. When she came over to give me my bill, I asked her if the dress had come off the rack that way or if she had made that modification herself. She said it had come off the rack that way. So evidently someone somewhere has realized the same thing I did, that it's quite an attention grabber. And then I did another thing I probably really shouldn't have done. I went back the next night. It was all about her. Mostly I didn't even really like the place that much. It was just a bar. There really isn't much there for me. Actually, there was. It was fun. They have a darts league there. I guess it's just darts. Is that what you call it? That game with the sort of round targets with the numbers all the way around them. And you don't even use most of the numbers, but they throw the darts at it and try to get bull's eyes, and they have to eliminate some of the numbers, and they also have to get the highest score. It's weird. I used to understand the scoring rules for darts, but I don't think I do anymore. But anyway, they have actually a whole separate room dedicated to their darts players, and they have tournaments on Mondays and Thursdays. So they were having their league, and these were serious dart people. They even had dart groupies behind them, you know, kind of watching and applauding and jiggling some. But the same barmaid was back, and this time she was wearing, it wasn't a sarong, because a sarong is like the full dress, but she was wearing the top, had it was tied around her neck in the back, and then just kind of come down the front, and her back was basically uncovered. So that was appealing to me, too. And I've checked back twice since then, so four times this week I went to this bar, which is not a great place for me to go. But that same barmaid wasn't back the other two. I also discovered there's an all-night pizza place around the corner from that. So that's the other thing, at this bar you can't get food there, but there is a pizza place where you can go and bring the food back, but you have to go and bring the food back. They won't send somebody to get it for you. But each night after I was finished, I went out and visited the gentleman at the all-night pizza place, bought a slice of pizza, and they have Faygo soda. I love Faygo. And they also, their tip jar, the sign on their tip jar reads, every time you give us a tip, a dolphin has an orgasm. And I'm certainly all for that. So there's that. And I did get to work this week. At this time last week, actually I think like Thursday of last week, I didn't think I was going to be working this week at all. But then on Friday I got called to do 3 days, plus there was a performance added at the theater. So I was in the chips. I didn't actually get to do the theater performance. It got canceled, but I still have my 3 days at the medical school, so I'm thankful for that. Today's is really weird because we did it in the morning. I'm used to doing them in the afternoon. In the morning, it's just very noticeably low energy, both from our standpoint and from the standpoint of the students. Fun thing that happened today, and again, I have to be real careful about sharing details of this kind of thing, but I think this is reasonably generic. They had our rooms made up as actual hospital rooms. Usually we play them as a doctor's examining room or emergency room, you know, table. But this time, you know, they put sheets on the beds and pillows on the beds, and they gave us they let us bring in pictures as if it was our room, and they gave us get well cards to put up as if we had gotten get well cards. And they had fake IVs for us, which they stuck the, it wasn't really a needle, but they just stuck this thing on our hands with a piece of tape, and you pretended. And I asked the attendant, I said, what do I do if this thing falls off? So it won't fall off, don't worry. Well, 5 minutes after she left the room, the damn thing fell off. So I was just kind of sticking it back on. And just trying to make sure I held my hands still while the student was in the room, or else just put my left hand over my right hand that had the fake ID stuck to it so that it wouldn't fall off. And once the doggone thing actually did come out while the student was in the room, I don't think she noticed it. I was trying to surreptitiously put this fake needle back into my hand. I don't think she was paying attention, or if she did, she didn't say anything. So that was my morning. I went to the computer lab in the afternoon. I got a little business done there. I took my car with me just because it was so early. I'm not real comfortable walking in the early, early morning. Just something about the pre-dawn darkness kind of freaks me out. Although there are some times that I've seen some very nice sunrises when I've been walking at that time. And I have fistfuls of parking passes because they give us those every time I go to do one of these events. They give us a parking pass because most of the people who are coming in bring their cars. Well, I don't. I walk to campus from where I live, but I have scads of parking passes, so if you're on then you might as well use one of them. And I drove down, I had my car on campus, and then I walked back to the computer lab, and I damn near forgot that I had my car on campus. I started walking back home. I said, oh, wait, I still have to go back and get my car. And I didn't get back to my apartment until 4:30 or so, and I had to be at the theater by 6. And so I really didn't have a time to... I mean, I guess I could have grabbed a very, very short nap, but that tends to make me, if even less peppy than if I got a chance to take a little longer nap. So I didn't bother to try, and I went out to the theater, and it wasn't until I got out there that I found out that they had canceled tonight's performance. So I went and hung out at Iggy's place for a while, and I went and hung out at the other place for a little while. And I came back here to get ready to talk to you guys. And that's the whole story, pretty much. I still have some time left to talk about my blog, don't I? Isn't that wonderful? Last week, you may recall, I wrote about octopuses. And sort of a dilemma about the eating of octopuses, because they are intelligent creatures with personality. Is it okay to eat them? And a side issue came up as I was preparing that blog that I was originally going to deal with last week, but the blog ended up getting kind of long, and so I decided to just leave it. Just leave it with the octopus, and decide later whether I even wanted to talk about the other issue. But I really wanted to avoid the big story of the day because I didn't know much about it. The pursuit in Boston and all that. And I'm sort of in a mood right now where I'm really not too anxious to upset anybody. So I figure until I know more about what's happening and about what our fine FBI agents have come up with, I'm going to reserve my comments on that particular issue. So then I had to think of something else to write my blog about, so I decided to return to this other topic, which was the eating of horse meat. And when I was preparing this octopus article, I had put together sort of a taxonomy of things that I'll eat and things that I won't eat and why. And looking over it, it occurred to me I hadn't mentioned horse anywhere. And it just hadn't, it was the one thing that really had not, wasn't on my radar at all as something I might consider eating, which is, I mean, people eat horse meat in different parts of the world. And then that same day, strangely enough, a friend of mine on Facebook posted an anti-horse meat, I won't say ad, it was something that she was copying from somewhere else. And it was this sort of a play on the Finding Nemo thing. It was the horses are friends, not food. And this is all these reasons why you shouldn't eat horse meat, one of which is that it's toxic. I said that didn't seem to quite ring true because, you know, a lot of people eat horse meat. So that got me onto Wikipedia trying to find out more stuff about horse meat. And in the blog I go on to talk about what I found out and why it's believed that people that come from British-based cultures like the United States, yeah, we go back to England and Canada goes back to England and Australia goes back to England, why those people tend to not eat horse meat, but be, you know, very militant about it. It's a taboo, you know, to eat horse meat. Whereas most of the other people in the world don't have any problem with it at all. And the whole toxicity thing, I never did get an answer on that, but I think it was probably more about the fact that they just don't have any sense, you know, there's no market for horse meat for people to eat in the States. There's no, you know, there's no USDA for horse meat. There's no inspection for horse meat. So if you were to eat a horse that was slaughtered in the United States, you'd kind of be on your own. So perhaps that's what was meant by the whole toxic thing. And in the end, I don't know, should I share my conclusions or should I force you to go to the blog? Maybe I'll just share my conclusions this week. I just am kind of leaning on the side of that I probably, if I was offered the opportunity to eat horse meat, I would probably decline. Just because horse seems to fall into that same category of the dogs and the cats, animals that are pets, that have individual personalities and are very intelligent and so forth. But I recognize there's sort of a conflict there because there are other animals, such as pigs and cows, who have, you know, the same sort of, they have individual personalities, if not intelligent. Pigs have a lot of intelligence. I don't think cows. I don't know. What about the intelligence of cows? I don't really know about the intelligence of cows. Sheep are supposed to be pretty dumb, but they have individual personalities too. So, you know, I don't have any problem with eating any of them, but I do have a problem with eating a horse. It's kind of an odd thing. There must be some other kind of energy going on there that's influencing my thinking. But anyway, that was this week's blog. Now you don't have to read it, but if you do want to read it, you can go to machosasquatch.com and check it out. And I just got my 90-second warning, so that's well timed. Do be sure to check back with the Win with Insights channel of Blog Talk Radio. Iggy's and Rose's show is on Mondays at 6. Actually, Seek is Tuesdays at 7. Heather Tapia is on Wednesday afternoon at some point. It seems to keep floating. And then I'm here Fridays at midnight. And that's the lineup. So I hope you'll check out one of those other shows. They're kind of a lot different than I am. They take a lot of calls and things like that. So it's sort of a different thing. They tend to be much more cheerful than me, too. So make sure you check them out. Give you a little bit sort of different with insights kind of experience. And do come back and check me out. And do leave me a tweet or an email because I'd love to hear from you. And do come back next week for my second anniversary show. Thank you very much. I will talk to you soon. Bye.